If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-434-5019. 800-434-5019. 800-434-5019. That's 800-434-5019.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is an Animal Radio News Update brought to you by Fear Free. Fear Free takes the pet out of petrified and puts the treat into treatment. To learn more and find a certified fear-free veterinary professional near you, visit fearfreepets.com.
I'm Lori Brooks. Hoarders, you've probably seen the TV show too, but hoarders are people with a disorder that causes them to collect objects, things. But people who collect things and objects are not the same as people who collect animals. There is a new study out, which was actually published in the journal Psychiatry Research, and this study takes a look at the motivations of people who hoard animals. Why do they do it? This study suggests that animal hoarding should be classified as an independent disorder, not necessarily the same as somebody who hoards things. And they're hoping that that is true, so that they can develop specialized treatments to help these animal hoarders cope with their compulsion to collect animals. Animal hoarders, of course, acquire and live with dozens and sometimes even hundreds of creatures in their homes. And that causes a lot of suffering for both the hoarder and the animals. And it's unsanitary because they're usually living in very poor conditions. The animals often lack adequate food and medical treatment. And though this may seem similar to object hoarding, this study says there really are several differences that may influence future treatments for animal hoarders. Object hoarders, for example, are pretty much evenly split between men and women, 50-50. But when it comes to animal hoarders, 73% of animal hoarders are women. Their motivations also differ. For example, when you talk with object hoarders, they talk about hoarding objects because, you know, I might need this one day. I could need this next week. I can still use this. But with animal hoarders, they found that the animal hoarder's thoughts are, these animals need me and I need them. It's also, by the way, more difficult to help animal hoarders. And that's because they are really very, very suspicious. And they believe that those who want to help them and help the animals are really there to steal the animals. So it just makes everything difficult. But the study showed the average hoarder had 41 animals. But for the study, they had 33 animal hoarders that they studied. When you put all of them together, they had acquired a total of 915 dogs, wow, 382 cats, and 50 ducks. And one of those hoarders alone had over 170 dogs. Wow.
Did you say ducks?
But, ducks. That ducks, too. Yeah. Some have rabbits and other critters. But in the United States, this is a big problem, and especially as the population ages, because it's more common among the elderly and people who are single, perhaps a spouse has died. But authorities discover in the U.S. between 900 and 2,000 cases of animal hoarding every year, and that's impacting about 250,000 dog, cats, and other creatures, and some pretty sad lives.
Wow.
I've had a client that was a hoarder, and she was sweet as pie, wonderful. She tried what she could within her resources, but it was obviously well beyond what she could handle. And in the end, thankfully, somehow she did get help. I think authorities came in, and we kind of helped her bail her out, get the herd kind of thinned out. And there's so many different things that were going on. There was respiratory disease like crazy to the level I have never seen in cats. But the high density living that the cats were living was causing a lot of behavioral problems, the social stress and anxiety, and that weakened their immune system. So cats that normally get respiratory disease get congested. I saw cats that had plaques in their mouth. Their eyes were just sealed shut. I mean, they were so sick to that level that once we got them separated, we were able to treat many of them, and they could recover. But you would have thought they were dying when we saw them. Mm-hmm. It was really...
All right, lighter subject.
Okay.
I know all of you guys are very conscious about picking up after your pet when you're out on walks, especially you, Judy, being a dog walker.
You know what? I have poop bags in every one of my pockets, on my pants, and my jacket. Every time I put on something, I put my hand in there, and there's poop bags all over the place.
Well, I'm with you.
Of course, because you're good. A lot of people are not so good at picking up their animal's poop. Everybody has strong thoughts on people who do not clean up after their pets. That is everyone except for the person who isn't cleaning it up. In Memphis, Tennessee, for example, there was this couple out walking their dog. I don't know if you guys saw this online, social media, but when they saw a sign in a yard, the woman took a picture, immediately posted it to social media, gained a lot of attention. But the sign said, please do not leave your huge piles of poop here anymore. And then there were, she had plastic bags attached to the signpost. And it worked. It's been 2 weeks already and things are going great. So that might be something that you can try. But in Memphis, pet owners really need to watch out because the city, like a whole lot of other cities around the country, has an ordinance which makes it illegal. You're an offender. Illegal for pet owners to leave a pet's poop on public or private property. And, of course, in this day and age of technology, and seems like everybody has a security camera, there are a lot of people who, you know, observe this being done. They will know exactly whose dog pooped in their yard, so just pick it up.
This has been an Animal Radio News Update. Get more at animalradio.com.
You're listening to Animal Radio. If you missed any part of today's show, visit us at animalradio.com or download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
It is Animal Radio, celebrating the connection with our pets, whether that's a cat, a dog, or even an opossum. Although I don't know really anybody that has a pet opossum yet.
What do you mean? I see them at my office.
Well, I figured you would. You would.
Are they legal?
Well, usually out by us, they have to have a permit to have them. But yes, there are people that can have them.
Are they pets or are they being rehabbed?
The ones I see are rehabbed. Okay. So yeah, it's a different situation.
So to end our confusion about possums and opossums, we have Leah Murray. She manages a vet clinic in Bradenton, Florida, and she's the Opossum Pouch Medical Research Director. Welcome to the show, Leah. How are you doing?
Thank you very much, Hal. I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Good. So tell us, what is the difference between a possum and opossum?
It's really the location. Here in the United States, we have the Didelphis virginiana, and we actually do say possum, but technically it is opossum.
And they're different animals or just different names?
Well, they are different animals. In Australia, they do have, there are actually 65 different species of opossums, believe it or not.
So you're an Opossum Pouch Medical Research Director. Please tell me, what does that mean?
A lot of what I do really is based upon finding answers to all the problems and all of the medical issues that we're having, because unlike cats and dogs and any other mammal that we are really familiar with treating, you just can't approach anything that you deal with opossums the same way.
You have an opossum yourself. We just saw you on Skype holding an opossum. Was that the dwarf opossum?
Yeah, that's pineapple chunk.
Pineapple chunk.
Pineapple.
I assume he likes pineapple?
Well, yes, he does, but he's not allowed to have a lot because they shouldn't have too many fruits.
Okay.
But yeah,
he does eat Fruit Loops, right?
That was Cricket that you saw.
Okay. Cricket eats Fruit Loops.
She's my leucistic.
How many?
Yeah, she's a leucistic.
How many do you have?
I currently have three. I just lost one of mine about 2 weeks ago.
So sorry. How long do they live?
In captivity, unfortunately, still only about 3 years.
How long do they live in the wild?
Less than two.
Wow.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
And so were these rescues for you or were they pets?
These, for me, are education animals. Okay. I'm not a rehabilitator, per se, or at least I try to say I'm not. I don't like to release. It's heartbreaking, but I know it's, you know, necessary. That's not what I do for the organization. So I have education animals, and I do travel around to schools and a lot of different events that go on in the community so that I can take advantage of educating people about opossums, because they're so, you know, severely misunderstood and underappreciated.
There was something on Inside Edition just recently on October 25th. And of course, we know that all these magazine shows, they try to glamorize and maybe even exaggerate the news a little bit to make it spectacular. What did they say?
Well, honestly, the takeaway message from that newscast was pretty alarming. You know, they were poking at an opossum to get a response, to have it open its mouth and growl and hiss, and they're really docile animals by nature. They'd rather just be left alone. So the takeaway message from that newscast was, you know, opossums will break into your home, they're going to attack you and give you typhus. And if I were just, you know, anybody in the general public, that's alarming. It's just, you know, it gives everybody a fear that is unnecessary. You know, it's really alarming because we do so much to try to protect these opossums, and then to have a newscast like that and send people, you know, into a panic, it actually will give them a justified feeling to going out and protecting their families by killing every opossum that they see. And we were mortified by that. It's just going to, you know, I feel create an onslaught of, you know, ridiculous slaughter of innocent opossums, and it's unnecessary. And I think something has to be done to reverse that message.
We are with opossum advocate Leah Murray. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
This is Animal Radio.
Is diabetes keeping you from enjoying life's special moments? At US Med, we understand the challenges you face, and we're here to help.
With US Med, I can finally manage my diabetes without it managing me.
US Med offers a wide range of services to simplify your diabetes care. Personalized care plans, convenient access to cutting-edge diabetes tech, and knowledgeable support. Plus, we'll check your insurance so your diabetes care may be covered at little or no cost to you.
With US Med, I feel confident and control of my diabetes. I can finally live my life to the fullest.
Don't let diabetes hold you back. Choose US Med and experience better birthdays, better adventures, better anniversaries, and better everything. Call now. U.S. Med. Better service. Better care. 800-434-5019. 800-434-5019. 800-434-5019. That's 800-434-5019.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to Hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy, HIMS.com/JOY.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.